The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Seems like diss tracks are the hot topic of the last couple of weeks in entertainment. We've talked about J. Cole coming out. He's been apologizing for, you know, some of the diss tracks he's put out. He's like, you know what? I want no part of this. It's not sitting right with my spirit. Taylor Swift didn't feel the exact way because she put out 31 diss tracks. And now Maddie Healy is having an answer for it. So if you don't know who Maddie Healy is, they had apparently a 10-year situationship because we heard all about it in Taylor Swift's new album. And we hadn't seen Maddie until yesterday, where a reporter from Entertainment Tonight found him on the street smiling, looking like he was having a great day, and said, how do you feel about Taylor Swift's new diss track?
Matt, how would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
All right.
Thanks,
Matt. Have a good one, man.
For someone who became public enemy number one just in the last couple of days, he looked like he was having a pretty decent day.
Yeah, he was just chilling. Do we really think he hasn't listened to it, though?
Of course he has. And every one of his friends have listened to it also. But I think that they do sort of live in this world. If they've got good people around them telling them, hey, just want to let you know. Any publicity is good publicity, dude. So even though she might be taking shots at you, you are now on the radar even more for people outside of the Swifties that had no idea who you were, and they may sample as, this is good for him.
All publicity is good publicity. And even though there's a bunch of diss tracks, specifically very scathing ones about him, I mean, there's literally a line in there that says he should be in prison. So who knows what he has done behind the scenes. There's also a fair amount of ones that make him look very desirable. I mean, there are some very thirsty songs from Taylor in there where she is like on her hands and knees begging Maddie to love her. So there's some good ones too. So you got to take the good with the bad. Somebody who is definitely not going to speak bad about Taylor Swift is Machine Gun Kelly. He was recently interviewed by somebody from Hot Ones Versus, and he was like, if you had to say something bad about Taylor Swift, like, would you do it? And he literally backtracks and is like, I'm not getting into that at all. Ladies and gentlemen, you have got to be out of your MFing mind if you think I want any smoke with that fan base. Also, Taylor's a saint and very nice to me, and Travis is my bro.
Why would somebody ask somebody else to say something bad about somebody?
People love headlines. Yeah. Love clout. Headlines.
But like, that's so, it's one thing. There's a way to do that craftily, and there's another like, hey, say something bad about Taylor. Yeah. Like, that's so stupid.
His exact words were, burn the bridge with Taylor by saying three mean things about her. Wow. Obviously, just to get, like, some headlines out there.
And this is the world we live in now. You saw the Alec Baldwin thing a couple of days ago also, when he was cornered in a coffee shop, and there was a woman that specifically went in there knowing this dude got... He has anger problems, right? And was asking him about Israel and Palestine and pushing and really saying really ugly things to him. And he was trying to keep it cool, but Alec Baldwin is Alec Baldwin. And he finally just like punched the phone out of her face. She went there for a reason. There are trolls out there. Yeah. There are trolls out there, real life trolls, that get paid for this kind of thing.
Now, in keeping with Taylor Swift, can you please explain, was this an old photo that resurfaced, or is it a new one of Karlie Kloss taking a selfie with Kim Kardashian in regards to the diss track that Taylor wrote about Kim?
From my understanding, this is a brand new photo that recently came out. So for a little backstory, Karlie Kloss used to be Taylor Swift's best friend. They did an entire Vogue photo shoot together back in like 2014, 2015. And it's so lovey-dovey that there's an entire conspiracy theory surrounding them that they're actually in love and a couple, because people were like, well, if she did this with the guy, these would be literal engagement photos because they're on a beach together, they're up close and personal, and they're just like the best of friends at this stage in their life. And now at some point between 2014 and like probably 2018, 2019, something went down between her and Karlie where they are no longer besties. We think it has something to do with Scooter Braun, who is the guy behind buying Taylor's masters when she wasn't allowed to, which is why she's doing all the re-recordings. And so people think that maybe Karlie was somehow in on it or didn't take her side in that situation.
It's a lot of speculation.
It's a lot of speculation. There are people that know. The majority of the world has no idea. We just know that they're not friends anymore.
They had a falling out over who knows what, but they had a falling out.
They had a falling out, and Karlie has tried to make it look like things are kind of okay between them. Like, Carly bought tickets to the Eras Tour. I had better seats than Carly Kloss at the Eras Tour, which was not on my bucket list because one of us was best friends with Taylor and one of us just listens to her music for funsies. Right. So there was a photo posted with Carly Kloss and Kim Kardashian and a couple of other people who have been rumored to have some beef with Taylor Swift. They all posted a selfie after the album was released. So it basically looks like, oh, now Carly really has gone to the dark side of the people who really do not like Taylor Swift. Hmm. And she's no longer trying to be in the middle and pretend like everything's okay.
Look, if you're a Taylor Swift and you have so many employees and so many people trying to enter your circle just to be within Taylor Swift's circle, not everybody's going to get in, and you're going to have arguments, and we're talking about volume here. Not everybody is going to love her, you know? And especially with Taylor Swift, there's money in the rumors. You know, there's money in having tension with Taylor Swift. So I don't know that I believe any of it.
Yeah, I mean, Kim Kardashian seems to still want to ride the coattails of all that drama because at this point she's not going to be friends with her. So if you can't beat them, I guess.
Oh, well, I wouldn't put this one on Kim. I would put that one on Taylor. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown is catching some heat for trolling future WNBA star Caitlin Brown. I'll explain on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.